USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The director of the National Institutes of Health is confident about the prospects of a coronavirus vaccine.
We are all optimistic that the goal that we have set to have a vaccine that works and is safe by the end of 2020 will be met by one of the vaccines. I've just mentioned one, but of course there are several all being conducted side by side.
Speaking at a Senate hearing, Dr. Francis Collins says vaccine development has already moved at a rapid pace. As coronavirus cases continue to increase in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a statewide order mandating face coverings. And in California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is highlighting the state's mask mandate through a new public awareness campaign.
That is much more comprehensive, much more dynamic, we hope much more impactful to encourage people to wear masks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff. If that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A record 4.8 million jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The latest report was taken in mid-June before there was a resurgence of COVID-19 that led to new shutdowns. Elaney Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 4.8 million in June, and the unemployment rate declined to 11.1%. In June, employment in leisure and hospitality rose sharply. Notable job gains also occurred in retail trade, education and health services, other services, manufacturing, and professional and business services.
The number of those without a job fell by 3.2 million to 17.8 million.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer, though, is pouring cold water on that report, saying COVID-19 conditions continue to worsen across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The area in downtown Seattle known as CHOP is no more as police officers came in and reclaimed that part of the city. That wasn't before Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr.'s son was shot while in CHOP. After being shot, Anderson's son died a short time later. Anderson joins Fox News and says justice needs to be served for his son.
Somebody needed to come to my house and knock on my door and tell me something that, you know, I don't know nothing. All I know is my son, he got killed up there, and he's just a 19-year-old. No, that's Horace Lorenzo Anderson. That's my son, you know, and I love him. And that was my son. When it comes to my son, I feel like...
It's personal.
Just like you said that, somebody should help my son. He needed help. He needed paramedics. He needed the police to come in. Somebody was supposed to go in there and help my son. And even after that, still, I need to, man, let me know. I should know from some little kids. I should have somebody, I'm 50 years old. Somebody should have knocked on my door and said, man, we need to sit down and talk to you and let you know what's going on, because I still don't know what's going on.
Members of CHOP blocked ambulances that were trying to get to Anderson Sr.'s son. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.